The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are AJ Taylor of KIOW Forest City and Channing Rux of Oskaloosa Herald. AJ, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
Thank you, Senator. I appreciate the time. The E15 push here in the state now, you are really going to try and get this to go forward here for a year-round basis. Tell me a little bit about this.
Okay. There's three ways of handling it. One is for Congress to legislate E15 year-round. That isn't apt to happen because of the opposition of big oil. Then there is what we figure already in the law, that when the governors of states petition EPA to allow E15 year-round, then it ought to be just automatically done. Now, EPA has held it up for some reason. Maybe the EPA doesn't like E15 year-round. I haven't heard that from them, but it's possible. So then to follow up on that, because the governors of several states have asked for it, including Governor Reynolds, and it's not happening. The attorney generals of Iowa and Nebraska have gone to court to get a ruling that EPA's got to finally fall in line. And that's where we are. Now, I think I've joined some communication with EPA that they ought to just have E15 year round. So those are the three or four actions that are going on at this point. Channing?
Thank you, Senator. So obviously this year, the farm bill did not happen, and we're looking forward to hopefully having some updates on it for 2024. But I know that that's not a done deal either. Wondering your thoughts on progress, what needs to happen, where are we at there?
Okay. So we passed a one-year extension, as you probably know, and that's been done other five-year farm bills in the past, not just once, but several times, because Congress doesn't get it done on a timely basis. A five-year farm bill would give farmers more certainty. So we're hoping that over the first 7 or 8 months of this year, that we'll get a five-year farm bill starting in 2025 for the next 5 years, so through 29, I presume. And hopefully that will happen. And I say, hopefully it'll happen. It's a presidential year. If things don't get done before the presidential conventions, usually they don't get done and we'd have another one-year extension. I hope not. And the only bad thing about having a one-year extension this time is because of the increase in the prices of interest, diesel, chemical, seed, fertilizer, that we were hoping to raise the reference prices that protect farmers when the price of grain is below cost of production, that they would be able to have the benefit of the increased price of those inputs. But it hasn't worked out that way. AJ, before you ask me another question, I should maybe for the benefit of, I'm sure you know this, but maybe your listeners don't, that E15 under law passed a long time ago, in some states can't be sold during June, July, August till September 15th because volatility and hot weather tends to lead to more global warming. And that's why we have to do what you asked me about. Your second question, AJ?
Well, we have the borders are, according to the Wall Street Journal and some New York papers, sitting at a bowl game, extolling the virtues of what happened in that game with the football contest there. And but at the same time, we have records of people coming through the borders in Arizona and Texas and portions of California. Now we hear there's words of a quota going on. Can you kind of explain where the process is right now with regards to the Senate and what's happening
here? Well, there's bipartisan understanding that the historical numbers of high people each day crossing the Rio Grande into America, entering our country illegally, is a very major problem It's almost a national security problem, considering the fact that people are on the terrorist watch list, are crossing the border, and what do they have in mind to do in the United States? Obviously, we don't know, and we hope they don't do anything, but they could be up to killing Americans. So it's a national security issue. Based on the proposition, we ought to be concerned about the border between the United States and Mexico, the same way we're concerned about the border between Ukraine and Russia, and Hamas and Israel. This is kind of tied up with more money for those countries, and those countries aren't going to get their appropriations unless we got border security. And every Republican in the United States Senate is committed to that cause, and there's enough Democrats that are committed to that cause. And then my last part of this is real answer to your question. There are negotiations going on right now, and hopefully reach a bipartisan agreement. Maybe it won't get done before Christmas, but soon after Christmas, that we would have some changes on our asylum laws, our parole laws, and our stay in Mexico policy, and not have 11, 12,000 people every year or every day in historically high numbers coming into our country. And those negotiations are going on, and I can't give you an update on it because it's pretty held. You don't negotiate in the open. Channing, your second question.
Thank you. So just following up on the agricultural topic, of course, fertilizer has been a really high input for a couple years now. Talk to me about the Fertilizer Research Act and what you hope to gain from that.
Yeah. Well, we hope to gain a study by the Department of Agriculture. It's not in any way going to guarantee farmers lower fertilizer cost, but we just want to know why fertilizer prices are going up so high as they have. In the increased input costs of crops, fertilizer is about one-third of the increase. And we want to know why, and we're asking the Secretary of Agriculture to study it and tell us. Now, we may learn that there is antitrust violation that could be challenged through the Department of Justice or the FTC. And we want to know where the competitive forces of the marketplace are keeping the prices low, as you'd expect the free marketplace to do it. AJ, your third question.
We've seen about 60 police officers lose their lives in 2022. You went after a measure that would try to stiffen the penalties, et cetera. Can you give us an idea about this attacking on law enforcement bill?
Yeah, it seems to me it ought to be a federal crime if people are being, if police officers are just plainly being assassinated primarily, and make sure that we've got the proper protection that police are entitled to. And it would also be some help to the family. And another purpose of the bill is to have reasons why it's happening. But you read so much about just simple assassination, just to kill to be killing policemen, not in the line of duty. They're sitting in their police car, maybe talking on the phone or something. Somebody comes up and kills them. We need to know more the rationale behind that so we can take action against it. Channing, you'll have the last question.
Thank you, Senator. So, of course, we've all been following the ongoing conflict in Israel as the death toll rises and the humanitarian crisis. Some of the news coming out of Israel is really horrible. Most recently, the news of the three hostages that were mistakenly killed by IDF. What are your thoughts on the current state of the conflict and where it's going to go moving forward? Because it just seems to be getting worse and worse.
Well, I know what the goal of the Israeli government is and the Israeli people, to protect their sovereignty and to overcome the Hamas, that is a terrorist organization defined by terrorism by the United States government. and the killing that took place, the worst of any attack against Israeli citizens since the Jewish people were murdered by Hitler, 6 million of them, and to make sure that those things don't happen again. And I think that we just have to respect the right of Israel to protect itself and its people, just like you'd expect the United States government to protect the American people. Thank you all very much. Goodbye.
Thank you, AJ and Channing, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.